Well, this is an era during which, at least in some minds, the distinction between corporations and people begins to blur, and decisions in the courts recently have now affected everything from the finances of the political process to the available insurance coverage of women's reproductive health. Food issues are also potentially impacted, and in that kind of a climate, activists in a lot of places are looking to support local communities through the creation of local ordinances via the community rights movement. And Michelle Holman from Community Rights Lane County and Local Food Rights will appear on the front porch stage at the Country Fair on Sunday at 1:30 to talk about the issues. And she's here with us in the KLCC broadcast hot tub at the moment. Nice to see you, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Well, first of all, can you describe just a little bit what the community rights movement is in more detail?
Absolutely. The community rights movement was really developed to put power back where it rightfully rests, and that's in the hands of the people. There are, at this moment in time, more abilities for corporations to create harm in our communities than there are abilities for us as people to protect ourselves from those harms. So at this point, we are taking matters into our own hands. We are writing just laws that will counteract the unfair and unjust and irrelevant laws that corporations have put themselves in the power and are moving forward every day.
For instance, what sorts of things come to mind at the forefront of what you're fighting for now?
Well, here in Lane County, we are basically trying to protect our valuable food system and the values that we hold so true, our farmers' markets, our locally grown foods, and our local farms. We want to make sure that Monsanto doesn't make those decisions for us, that we, the people of Lane County, make those decisions right here. So we have authored this bill that would protect us and our right to grow and distribute food free from genetically modified contamination. It will protect us to save and share seed free from patents, and it will do this by elevating communities' rights above corporate rights and privilege.
When there's a conflict between local laws and national laws, can local laws triumph?
Well, you know, this is a new movement.
Uh-huh.
And yes, we say absolutely. The abolitionists did it, the suffragists did it, and it took generations. We're not naive. We know taking on Monsanto is kind of a big job, but we're the people to do it. I mean, if it's not us, who's it going to be?
What's the best route to do this? We basically have a representative democracy, which means that somebody that we elect passes laws, and sometimes those laws may be affected by financial contributions. How do you circumvent that? Is it the initiative process?
It's the initiative process. We in Oregon are very fortunate that we, the people, can actually take matters into our own hands. We want to get this bill, it's not a bill, we want to get this initiative, this ordinance, out to the people so that they can vote on it. I mean, this is our community, and really, the government and the corporations work for us. We've forgotten that. We are the people.
And what are you looking for in terms of support for people who are listening right now? What are you asking from them to do?
Well, actually, at this point, we're trying to build out our teams. We have a communications team, a media team, a fundraising team. We are going to be needing people to help us get the word out and also to be gathering signatures as soon as we get out of the county's kind of myriad of problems. They're looking at us and saying, well, we see problems here. And so we have responded to their problems. As soon as we can get this thing out, we are going to be hitting the streets. We'll need people to help us gather petitions, gather signatures.
Is this same thing happening in other places?
160 communities across the U.S. have passed rights-based initiatives. They've banned everything from fracking to water extraction to industrial hog farming. This can be done. It is being done. And we have been inspired by these communities to do this work right here in Lane County. Benton County is working on this. Josephine County has an ordinance. It's an anti-pesticide ordinance. Here in Lane County, we have the Local Food Rights Initiative, and we're going to make this happen. We, the people, we're going to make this happen.
Well, we really appreciate the work that you're bringing. Is there anything else about the message that you'd like to put across in closing?
Go to our websites, inform yourselves. We are looking for people. This cannot be done with a steering committee. This is a movement. So we're talking to all of you, John and Michael and Eric. Come on down. Let's do this thing together. We can do it. Let's exercise our power, because the power really does rest within us. We're protected by the Constitution.
Michelle Holman with Community Rights Lane County and Local Food Rights as well. For more information, communityrightslanecounty.org and localfoodrights.com. She'll appear Sunday on the front porch stage at the Oregon Country Fair at 1:30 p.m. Thank you so much, Michelle, for coming in.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.